After months of lobbying for traffic calming measures, work on 10 speed humps will begin this week. The area, which is a hive of activity with businesses, clubs and restaurants, has also been the scene of many accidents over the years, with motorists often caught speeding or parking illegally. Cara Riley from Florida Roads Urban Improvement Precinct says the move to construct speed humps has been widely welcomed.
Well, it will be the installation of 10 speed humps and obviously the related signage that goes with the speed humps from the top of Florida Road down to the intersection with Sandile.
For those who are familiar with Florida Road, it's a high traffic area. So how important then are these speed humps going to be in the long term?
I mean, the city and various departments, the Ekurhuleni municipality, have been working for a long time on trying to get speed humps in, and obviously the UIP in terms of representing property owners have been supporting them. It's a very busy road in terms of restaurants, lots of people, but also cars. Essentially it's a four-lane road, and I guess the late night sort of speeding and, you know, really doesn't help to make it a very safe space or a very enjoyable place for people who are eating on the road or trying to experience a good evening. You know, the city and the private sector have really been trying to get this going for a while, and finally it's come. So it's going to make a massive difference to the experience and the safety of pedestrians and road users in their cars.
And what's been the reaction so far from those who own and manage the restaurants, as you say, in that area, businesses as well?
I think if they could have done flick-flacks up and down the road with excitement, that probably would have been what they would have done. There's just a huge amount of relief, I think. We've had comments from residents saying, yay, I can cross the road safely. Business owners are very excited that they just feel this to slow that traffic down, also sort of slows the sort of intensity of the road down a little bit. So we've only had positive feedback.
In terms of the construction going on, how is that likely to impact on traffic flow?
Well, it is definitely going to impact. The contractors are on site today, and of course with the rain, it's delayed the start, but that's okay because we really need the rain, so we just have to be patient, but they will be back on site tomorrow. But it's definitely going to cause a bit of congestion. They're going to have to reduce, you know, one lane going up and then another lane going down. People definitely have to be patient, so it will impact on the traffic, but it's a relatively short term, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, obviously depending on any delays related to weather. So our message is, please be patient and understand this really is a good art and a good project that's being put in place.
That was Cara Riley from Florida Roads Urban Improvement Precinct talking to Newsbreak's Maya Jagjeevan. Moving on to health-related matters now, the number of people who die